USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Democratic-led cities such as Chicago and Portland being resistant to help from the federal government, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, tells MSNBC local law enforcement has a good relationship with their federal counterparts.
We all want murder solved. We want murderers off the streets. We agree with that narrow focus, and our local police department has worked with the FBI, ATF for years.
The Democratic-led House Financial Services Committee is holding a hearing, virtually, of course, on the economic recovery during the coronavirus pandemic. In the hearing, the Democrats are mainly focusing on the HEROES Act, which Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says,
"This is the day in the middle of a crisis, as we speed toward another disaster of this fiscal cliff, House Democrats chose to have a hearing on a bill that passed over 2 months ago."
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The hurricane season is heating up off the southeast coast. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
A tropical storm watch already in effect for much of the Texas coast is a tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico, formed last night and is expected to develop into Tropical Storm Hanna. Whatever happens, southeast Texas can expect 2 to 6 inches of rain or more from Friday afternoon into Saturday. And a tropical storm headed for the Gulf Coast is expected to be the year's first Atlantic hurricane. Tropical Storm Gonzalo could turn into that hurricane today. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is willing to put his son where his administration's policies are, back in school full this fall. The president saying during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that he's comfortable sending Barron and his grandchildren to school amid the coronavirus cases continuing to rise across the United States. The president reiterating, though, it is a state-by-state decision. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
At least 21% of Americans, that's over 60 million people, believe in Bigfoot. Nearly 500,000 people planned a failed attempt to storm Area 51 last summer. The list goes on and on regarding fringe beliefs and conspiracy theories. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Colin Dickey. He's author of a new book titled The Unidentified, Mythical Monsters, Alien Encounters, and Our Obsession with the Unexplained. And we discuss the phenomena behind Bigfoot.
Bigfoot really first got a lot of, you know, traction in the 1940s and 50s, really. That was when, you know, the kind of first sightings were there into the 1960s with the, you know, the famous film that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people know or, you know, can recall where, you know, Bigfoot is sort of mid-stride looking over his shoulder, you know, back at the camera. And, you know, there's this kind of flurry of activity then. And one of the things I think is really interesting is, like, yeah, back then it made a lot of sense for somebody to say, you know, I stumbled into a clearing in the forest. I saw this thing. I could barely get out my camera in time. So all I got was this blurry photo. Whereas nowadays, you know, everybody's got, you know, a great high-definition video camera in their pocket. And, you know, it's a lot harder to say I couldn't capture that thing I saw on video when, you know, anything worth capturing is, you know, it's on social media, it's on video. It's on, you know, you got an iPhone, you can get it on video.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.